Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Yuma Daf Vav. Yuma Daf Vav. We are on a few lines down in Yuma Daf Vav at the two dots about the eighth line. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso Lelishkas Parhedrin. We separate the Kohen Gadol from his house to this office in the Beis HaMikdash called Lishkas Parhedrin. Asks the Gemara, Lama Mafrishin, why do we separate him? Says the Gemara, why do we separate him? What are you talking about? What kind of question is that? Lama Mafrishin, Kiddika Amrinan. We already said in our last three daf we were talking about this. E l'Rab Yochanan Kidda Islay. According to Rab Yochanan, it's because we have a drasha that compares separating the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to separating the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohanim at the Yeshivas Yimei HaMiluim. We already understand that. Just like over there, they prepared him they should learn the Avoda. So to the Kohen Gadol, we prepare him to learn the Avoda. Ila Reish Lakish Kedah Islay, or Reish Lakish learned it out from Sinai. Just like at Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate 6 days before greeting Hashem. So to over here, the Kohen Gadol had to get himself into a state of Kedusha before walking inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's the question? Why are we Mafreshim? Says Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what we meant to ask. Mi Beso Lama Piresh. Why does he have to separate himself from his wife? Why from his wife? Take a look at Rashi, halfway down the page. Mi Beso Lama Piresh. Me Ishto Lama Piresh. Why does he have to separate from his wife? Tavo Ishto Imo Shum. Bring his wife with him to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Shamal Karch Lishkas Parhedrin Lahaisa Kedusha. Rashi says it must be that the Lishkas Parhedrin did not have Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. She'ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Lamalchus Beis David Kol Shekin Shchiva. Because no one was allowed to sit down, aside from Malchus Beis David, no one was allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. Kavachomer lie down. Now, the guy did not sleep for 7 days. Obviously, he slept. If the Kohen Gadol slept, so it's not part of the Beis HaMikdash, how else did we let him sleep there? You're not allowed to sleep in there, but you're not allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. So why not bring his wife? That's the kasha that Rashi understands. Now, this is a major discussion. First of all, So first of all, this issue that the Lishkas Parhedrin was not part of the Beis HaMikdash is difficult. The Ritva asks on this Gemara that in five blot from now, Daf Yud Alef, it's clear that the Lishkas Parhedrin was inside of Shar Nikanor. If it was inside of Shar Nikanor, it had to be in the courtyard, which means it had Kedusha. Anything inside that was part of the Azara. So you shouldn't be allowed to lie down there. So certainly it was holy. How could the Kohen Gadol sit and lie down there? So the Ritva said, since when it was built specifically for the Kohen Gadol, so they had in mind to let him lie down there. The Gvura Sari writes that perhaps Rashi holds that even though it was built in the Azara, but it opened outside the Har HaBayis, so therefore, it had the status of Har HaBayis, like we learned in Pesachim, that if it opened up into the Har HaBayis, it didn't have the status of the Azara. Others say the other way around. But at any rate, take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil, Mi Beso Lama Pirish. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Pirish Rashi, the bottom Tosfos. Pirish Rashi, Tavo Ishto Imo, Sham, Shari Al Kachlish Vahajin Lo Haisa Kedusha, Shein Shiva Azar, Kolshkin Shchiva. The Kashulan, the Nehidlo have Kedusha Kedusha Azara, become Akum Karabayas Haisa. Ask Tosfos, so what? It wasn't in Beis HaMikdash. It was certainly in Har HaBayis. And we know that a Baal Keri is not allowed to walk into the Machane Leviyah, is not allowed to walk into the Har HaBayis. Kavachorim, the guy's not allowed to have relations with his wife in the Har HaBayis. What are you talking about? Darmin Perk Baras Chatas, Gemar and Zvachim. Dechal Har HaBayis, Machane Leviyah, Baal Keri, Eino Rashi Lekadosh, Machane Leviyah. If you're a Baal Keri, you're not allowed to go in there. Zav, v'chol zav, the rabbis bal keri. That's why, in the whole discussions of people who go up on Har HaBayis, they got to go to the mikveh. Because if you're a bal keri, you got to make sure to go to the mikveh before going out to the Har HaBayis. Ela yesh tefarish. So that can't be what the Gemara was talking about. Says Tosfos, the Gemara was not suggesting he should be able to have marital relations with his wife. It's ridiculous to bring him into the Lishkas Barhedrin. Ela yesh tefarish, mi beisa lama pirish havalon lamimar, she afrishula mechila achas Bar HaBayis. Like we learned in Psachim on Daf Pei Vav. We learned the Mechilos on this couch. No, the question is, instead of taking him to the Lishkas Parhajan on Har HaBayis, take him to one of the underground tunnels that were below the Beis HaMikdash, and there he could live over there with his wife. He won't be at home, and he could have relations with his wife over there. Ask the Ritva, why are we so concerned? Why is the Gemara so interested in having the guy have marital relations? So 1 week he won't have marital relations, what's the... So the Ritva says, no, we want to try to allow him to have marital relations, so there's less of a chance that it would be a Bal Keri on Yom Kippur. That's the problem. If he would be together with his wife, so the Ritva says there would be less of a problem on Yom Kippur. Anyway, let's continue. So the Gemara asks, why are we separating him from his wife? Why don't we bring him either, like Rashi says, bring his wife to the Lishkas Parhedrin, or Tosa says, bring him to an underground tunnel. Mi beisa lama pirish, answers the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, no, he has to separate himself from his wife. Why does he have to separate from his wife? Shema timatze ishto safek nida v'yavo ala. Maybe his wife will be a safek nida and have relations with her. Says the Gemara, what? We're worried that the Kohen Gadol is going to have relations with his wife, safek nida. Atu berishi askinan. It's a funny kashi because in Bayis Sheni, there were lots of wicked Kohen Gadols. But whatever, the Gemara says, you're going to make a halacha for the wicked Kohen Gadols? Elano, shema yavo lishto v'timatze safek nida. No, we're afraid maybe he will have relations with his wife. And after the relations, when she's cleaning herself up, she'll see blood. Or he'll see blood. Shema yavolishto v'timatze safek nida. We are afraid maybe he'll have relations. Maybe he'll have relations with his wife. And then he will end up being a safek nida. He's going to be suffering tummy for 7 days. Now, really? So why in the world would that be a problem? Let's say he's a Boel Nida. What's the problem there? Oh, says the Gemara, Amrua Rabbanan Kameh Rav Chista. So the rabbis mentioned this halacha in front of Rav Chista, these words of Yehudim and Misera, that the reason why we separate him 7 days from his wife is that maybe he shouldn't be a Boel Nida. Kiman, who's this going like? Kirabi Akiva de Omar Nida Mitama is Boala, 24 hours retroactive. There is a machlokas. In Meseches Nida on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Rabbi Akiva says that if a woman becomes a Nida, whoever she had relations with in the last 24 hours becomes Tame. Wow. Because we're afraid that maybe it was inside while they were having relations. So it's Mitamis Bola. De'i Rabbanan, because if it's the Rabbanan who are you in Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amre, they say over there, Eini de Mitamis Bola, that a woman who becomes a Nida doesn't retroactively Mitame someone who he had relations with in the last 24 hours. So Rav Chista responded, no, it's not true. Amalu Rav Chista, Afil Temer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan who say it doesn't go back 24 hours, that's only Akan Lepli Rabbanan Lede Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan only Argan Rabbi Akiva Ella Be'achar Achar. That's only if she checked herself a few minutes after the marital relations. Aval Bechad Achar. However, if she checked herself right away after the marital relations, everyone agrees that the guy who had marital relations with her, Module, even the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Akiva, that she would be a Safek. And therefore, so you could establish the words of Yehuda ben Becerra, who said that the reason why Mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his wife for 7 days is because we want to make sure she doesn't become a Nida right away afterwards, in which case, according to everybody, he would be Tameh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, Shma Mina, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah said, that's the problem. So wait a minute. So 7 days is enough? 7 days is enough? Shma Mina, Baal Nida, Eino Kenida, Vitovel Bayom. Wait a second, says the Gemara. Let's say 8 days before Yom Kippur, he has relations with his wife, and then she becomes a Nida right away afterwards. So he's Tame. So wait a second. He's going to have to count 7 full clean days. If he counts 7 clean days, so that'll be, so he's going to have to go to the mikvah the night of Yom Kippur, says the Gemara. No. So that's why that a man who has relations with Anita, even though Anita herself, after having 7 days of her flow, she goes to the mikveh at night after the 7 days midoraisa. But a boel nida, he can go to the mikveh on day number 7, and then at night he's tahar. Boel nida eno kenida v'tovel bayom. He can go to the mikveh during the day of day number 7, and he'd be pure at night. De'i armis boel nida kenida. If you tell me that a guy who has relations with a nida has the status of a Nida. So wait a second. Amos Tavil. When is he going to go to the mikvah? Balaylia. It's the night of Yom Kippur. It's the night after the 7th day of his Tumah. Lemachar Heichi Avid. Avoda. How's he going to be able to do the Avoda of Yom Kippur the next day? V'haboy Harav Shemesh. He can't. He's a Tful Yom. If he doesn't go to the mikveh until night number 8, then he can't do the avod on day number 8. Elalav shmamina boni de enu kenida. If you say this logic that we're separating him 7 days, he has to stay away from his wife for 7 days. We see from this that a bol nida is not like a nida, and a bol nida can go to the mikveh on day number 7. He can go to the mikveh on day number 7, and he'll be able to, so he'll have Harav Shemesh that night. He'll be able to work on Yom Kippur, do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara gives another, much more simple answer. No. Rav Shimi bin Ardami, afilutim bol nida kenida. No. Maybe really a bol nida is like a nida, and therefore he's only allowed to go to the mikveh at night, and not during the day. Demafreshinan leishah chasam l'shkia sachama. When we separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife, we don't do it the moment of Shkia Sachama 7 days. We do it 5 minutes before Shkia. If it's 5 minutes before Shkia, that's day number 1. If it's 5 minutes before, that's day number 1. So then day number 7 will be 2 days before Yom Kippur. Right? Do the math. If day number 1 is 8 days before, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. So then day number 7 is 2 days before. He goes to the mikveh that night, which is the night before Yom Kippur, and then he'd be allowed to do work. Just a few seconds before Shkia, if he starts beforehand, so he can count that day, even if he had relations with her, he became a nida, a bol nida, that day, 5 minutes counts as day number 1. That counts as day number 1. So, ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going to challenge this assumption. Is a bol nida like a nida that he has to go to the mikveh at night? Or is a bol nida not like a nida and he can go to the mikveh during the day? So the Gemara challenges this. Meisive, right? Rav Shimi said, bol nida is not like a nida, he can go to the mikveh during the day. Meisive, kol chayvei tvilos. Anyone who's got to go to the mikvah, tvilasan bayom. He can go to the mikvah by day. Chutz, except for nida violedes tvilasan balayla. But a nida and violedes, they got to go to the mikvah at night. Nida in, bol nida lo. Sounds like nida is the only exception, nida violedes. But a bol nida goes to the mikveh during the day. So that is against Rav Shimi, who said, Bol Nida is like a Nida, has to go at night. Answer the Gemara, no proof from here. Nida v'chol da'asimi ribuya. Nida includes anyone who's becoming tummy because of a Nida. So the Bol Nida is becoming tummy because of a Nida. So Bol Nida is like a Nida, also he goes to the mikveh at night. Meisive, I'll ask you another question against Rav Shimi from another Brisa. Bal Keri, Kimaga Sheretz, Bol Nida, Kitme, Meis. A Bal Keri has the same status in a certain respect. We'll see in what status it is in a second. Bal Keri, Kimaga Sheretz. A Bal Keri is similar to someone who touches a dead bug. Bol Nida, Kitme, Meis. And a Bol Nida is like someone who comes in contact with a dead body. Now, Mai, what is this Brisa? What is this Mishnah? This is actually a Mishnah in Zavim. What is this Mishnah coming to teach me? In what way is a Bal Keri like a Maga Sheretz and a Bol Nida like a Tmei Meis? Mai, Lav, Litvila. Doesn't this trying to teach me when they go to the mikvah? So a Bol Nida is like a Tmei, is like a Maga Sheretz who goes to the mikvah on day number one, on the same day. Bal Keri, we know that a Bal Keri goes to the mikvah that day, and then he's tahor at night. He can already eat karbanos, he can do anything he wants at night, like a person who touches a sheretz. If you touch a sheretz, so you're tummy for one day, that day, you can go to the mikvah that day right after you touch the sheretz, and then that night, you're tahor. Ah, Zman Tefillah, and what does it say? Boel Nida is like a Tmei Meis. So we know that a Tmei Meis, goes to the mikvah on day number 7 during the day. So a Boel Nida also goes to the mikvah on day number 7 during the day. Answer the Gemara, lo. It's not talking about when you go to the mikvah. It's not talking about when you go to the mikvah. Lo. Litumasan. No, it's telling you how long the tumah is. A Bal Keri is tumah of one day, like a tumah sheretz, and a Bol Nida is tumah for 7 days, like a tumah. Says the Gemara, I need a Mishnah to teach me that. That's a beferish of pasuk. Says the Gemara, tumasan behedjik sivbu. I don't need a Mishnah to teach me that. High tumas shivik sivbe, v'high tumas shivik sivbe. By Bol Nida it says, guess where that pasuk is, gentlemen? In this week's parsha, the parsha we read today, Parshas Mitzora, Vayikra Tesvav Chav Dalet, right? If a man has relations with a woman, Utihi Nida Sa'alav, V'tamei Shivas Yomim, in this morning's parsha, wow. V'haytum Ashivak Sivbe, and a Tmei Meis, the Torah says, "I know Gabe Meis Lachon Nevesh Adam V'Tamei Shivas Yomim." Parshas Chukas. So, why do I need a Mishnah to teach me those halachas? Answer the Gemara: Ela Lav must be Letvilasan. Must be teaching the Tvila against Rav Shimi that a Bol Nida can go to the mikvah during the day, like a Tmei Meis. Answers the Gemara: Lo, Lo Olam Letumasan. Really, it's teaching me something about the Tuma, not about the Tvila, about the Tuma. Sefer Tshrichale, but it's teaching me halacha in the Sefer. Ela Shechamur Mimenu Bol Nida Shemetame Mishkav Moshe B'Tumakala Letame Ela Shechamur Mimenu Bol Nida. It says, what did it say? Bol Nida's like a Tmei Meis. They're both 7 days. However, there's something that the Bol Nida is more strict than the Tmei Meis. Shemitame Mishkav Umoshav Bitumakala Litame Ochlinu Mashkin. Oh, that even though there's certain tumas that affect tuma on what you sit on them or what you lie down on them, even if you're not touching them. Let's say you lie down on 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. You're lying on the top mattress. So if you are a Zav, or a Zava, or a Mitzora, or a Nida, you're a Nida, all 10 mattresses become Avatoma. But if you're a Boel Nida, then the top mattress is an Ava Tumah, which you're touching, but the next nine mattresses become a Rishon L'Tumah, which means it's only Metame Ochlin U'Mashkin and not Adam V'Kelim. So that's an exception. So, but in that way, however, in that way, a Boel Nida is more chomer than somebody who touches a dead body. Because if you touch a dead body, if you are Tmei Mace, you only are Metame with touching. But a Boel Nida is Metame even by lying on top of it, even if you're not touching. So a Tmei Mace can touch something, can be Metame something only by touching it. But Boel Nida is Metame Mishkov V'Moshav. Oh. That's also a pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Metzora. V'cha mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. That's by a Boel Nida. Pasuk's coming to teach me the pasuk. Why do I need that pasuk? It's the same as a Nida. No, it's different. Why a Nida's metame all 10 mattresses to be an avatuma would even be metame adam v'kelim. But a Boel Nida, special pasuk, that it's lighter tuma than Nida itself. It only makes all the nine mattresses into a Rishon and not into an Avatoma. Right, because if it wasn't different, the Torah shouldn't have written anything. I would have known it was like a Nida, because the Torah says by Boel Nida, Utihi Nida Sa Alav, that he becomes Boel Nida becomes like a Nida. Must be, it's coming to lessen the degree of Tuma of the nine mattresses. So says Rashi. Now, two interesting points in Tosfos. One, take a look at Tosfos Dir Maschil, Ella. Ella Shechamer Menu Boel Nida. Really? Boel Nida is Chamor from a Tmei Mace? Yes, in this respect, the fact that a Boel Nida could be Metame something, even if he's not touching it, you're right, he's more Chamor than a Tmei Mace. But what about all the ways that a Tmei Mace is more chomer than a Boel Nida? Why didn't the Mishnah mention those? That's Tosfos Kasha. Ela Shchomer Tamali, the Tmei Mace nami chomer mi Boel Nida. Sheton Hazal Gimel Vizay. Number one, it needs to be sprinkled with the Paraduma blood on day 3 and day 7. Umetame kli mateches lasosam avatuma kayotzebo. Disnabresh next olos gimel tmein bemeis kalem bemeis v'adam bekalem tmeim tumas shiva. Cherev hareu kicholo. Remember that halacha? That if a Tmei Mace touches metal, it stays on the same level. Right? If a Tmei Mace, let's say a guy who touches a dead body is an avatoma. If he touches metal, the metal remains an av. It doesn't go down a level. Cherev hareu kicholo. That's a strictness that applies only by Tmei Mace. Doesn't apply by Boel Nida. So why didn't it list that one? Tosa says, maybe there's a brisa somewhere that adds on to that. It sounds like the sefer the brisa. The problem is it's a mishnah. So the achronim say what Tosfos means is maybe there's a brisa somewhere that adds that point on too. Fine. Oh, one other point here in the next Tosfos. Don't worry, we're not going to read the whole Tosfos. Just the first line. Shema shemitame mishkav Moshe betumakala. The halacha of a Boel Nida is Rashi says it. Right, take a look at Rashi. Because this Tosfos is going on the Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Shematame Mishkav Moshev. Afilu Eser Matzel Zulga. Even 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. Utmei Meis Ematame Mago. But Utmei Meis only is Metame something he touches. Latame Ochlu Namashkin. Velo Dam Adam Mikalem. Kishakal is a Mishkav Moshev. Kagon. Zav Vizav Nida Umitsora. Shetumasan Avatuma Latame Adam Mikalem. But Boel Nida only makes it into a Rishon. Asks Tosfos, Rashi holds a Mitzora makes all 10 mattresses into an Avatoma. I'm sorry, into an Avatoma, really? Take a look at Tosfos, Shemitame. Mishka Moshev, Kan Chozar Bo Rashi, Mimasha Pirik, Beperik Eil Dvarim Bipsachim. Rashi here backs out on that which Rashi says in Psachim. Ahadukar Rahasam Adar Avazov Chomer Mi Mitzora. She gained Osa Mishkav Moshev. Mashmet de Mitzora ain't Osa Mishkav Moshev. Whoa. So apparently Rashi changed his mind, because in Pesachim Rashi said that a Metzora does not make all 10 mattresses into an Avatumah. It's not Metameh them at all. But here Rashi includes Metzora as one of the things that's Metameh 10 mattresses. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come and hear a proof. A proof to this issue about, and by the way, this is going to be the knockout. This is going to be the knockout punch. This proof is, you can't get out of this proof. Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, black on white, gentlemen. Black on white. Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Hazav, Vazava, Vamitzora, Vamitzoras, Uboel Nida, Utmemes Tvilasim Bayom. Boom. Ball game over. The Yankees win. There it is. Ball game over. It says Boel Nida, Tvilasim Bayom, black on white. Nida, Violetta, Tvilasim Malayla, Tiyufta. So we knocked Rav Shimi out of the water. And the halacha is that a Boel Nida goes to the mikvah during the day and not at night, like the Nida herself. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we said before that the reason why we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his wife is we don't want him having relations with his wife in case she discovers after the relations that she's a Nida, and then he's going to be disqualified from service in the Beis HaMikdash if that happened within 7 days. So we're mafresh her more than 7 days, a few minutes more than 7 days, or more than 7 days, so that by the time he goes to the mikvah, so he can go to the mikvah on day number 7, 2 days before Yom Kippur, so that Erev Yom Kippur at night, he can he's already tahar. Asks the Gemara, why are we only worried about his Tumas Nida? We separated from his wife. Why don't you separate it from every other human being? Because maybe a human being that walks into the Lishkas Parhedrin, he'll die on the spot, he'll have a massive heart attack, and die on the spot, and the Kohen's going to be Tumei Tumas Mace. Why aren't we worried about that? Says the Gemara, V'adshatam hafrisho Tumas Beso, mitumas Beso, hafrisheu mitumas ha-mace. We're afraid he'll become Tumei with Tumas Ohel. That's Rashi's pshat. However, Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains that the Gemara's question is, we should aser anyone else from touching him, because maybe anyone who touches him is a Tmei Mace. But the Taisus HaRosh writes, we're not worried that a Tmei Mace will touch him, because a Tmei Mace who touches him is only Tmei that night. He'd only make him, if a Tmei Mace would touch him, he'd only be tummy for 1 day. Tumas Erev. And the Kohen could easily go to the mikveh that night. Fine. At any rate, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Tachlifa Avua de Rav Huna Mishmei de Rava Zos Omeres Tumas Hameis Hutra Hibit Sibor. Oh, Tuma Hutra Bit Sibor. We're not worried that someone's going to croak on the spot while he's in the same room as the Kohen Gadol, because even if the Kohen Gadol is Tamei, he's allowed to do the service on Yom Kippur, because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, the entirety of tomorrow's daf, is all going to be discussing Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Tumah Dechuy B'tzibur. So Rav Tachlifa, Avua de Rabbi Huna, Mishmei de Rava, Zosomeres, Tumas Hameis, Hutra B'tzibur. Now, gentlemen, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is a little bit of a misnomer. Because, now, again, but let's first give the simple pshat. When the Torah says that Karbanos Tzibur are brought B'tumas Meis, right, we have a pasuk by Pesach Sheni. Ish ki yet tamei lanefesh, does Pesach Sheni. Ish is Nidchela Pesach Sheni, and Tzibur is not Nidchela Pesach Sheni. Tzibur would do Pesach Rishon Betuma. And there it only says Tuma Tmei Lanefesh. So someone who's Tumas Meis, Davka Tumas Meis, Dafka, someone is tummy Tumas Mace, right? Zavim Mitzora, you wouldn't say Tumas Hutra Bitzibur. Only Tumas Mace is Hutra Bitzibur. So it's Hutra, which means we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to try to get out of it. If it was Tumma Dechuya Bitzibur, then you're right. We shouldn't let anybody in there. Maybe somebody will die. But once we said Tumas Hutra Bitzibur, so what? If somebody dies, so what? All the karbanos of Yom Kippur are karbanos tzibur. We'll see, it's not really true. And Tumas Hutra Bitzibur. So we don't have to be mafreshin. Ravina Amar, Ravina gives another answer. Afil Tema Tumas Ameis Dechuya Hi Bitzibur. Even if you say Tuma is Dechuya Bitzibur, Tumas Hameis lo shchicha, that's what I would have answered, the more simple answer, that having your wife become a nida is more frequent than somebody dying on you on walking inside. Tumas Hameis lo shchicha, that a guy is going to walk in and die at that second is very unlikely, but Tumas Beso, shchicha. But that's more shchia. Now, I just want to point out, when we say Tumah Hutra Bitzibur, now, a couple things about that. So I mentioned to you that the source of Tumah Hutra Bitzibur is the pasuk by Pesach Sheni, Ish Ish Kiyah Tamei LeNefesh. Someone who's Tamei Bizman HaKavos Karav Rishon Yasa Pesach Sheni. Ish goes to Pesach Sheni, but Tzibur does Pesach Rishon. So we learn from this that any, just like Karban Pesach, it's really a Karban HaShutfin. We learn from this that all Karbanos Tzibur are, you can be mocked with them B'tumah. You can be mocked with them B'tumah. And the Tumah is filled by Tumas Mace. Right. But a Zav, Mitzora, Nida Yoledes, which has a more severe Tumah, because that's a Tumah Sheyotze Migufo, it's a more severe Tumah, not just so they touch the dead body, they cannot be makriv bitzibur. So says Rashi. Now, elsewhere, the Gemara has a different source, because the carbon says the word moe. Now, the Gemara later on in Yuma on Daf Nun is going to explain that the idea of Tumah Hutra Bitzibur is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not only Karbanos Tzibur that can be that are Hutra Bituma. It's any Karban that's Kavua Lozman. Even a Karban Yachid that's Kavua Lozman is Hutra by for its Tmei Mace. Even a Karban Yachid. So let's say the Kohen Gadol had to bring his karbanos, he had some of his private karbanos that he had to pay for on Yom Kippur, that's also Hutra Bitzibur. Even though it's not a karban tzibur, it's a karban yachid, but since it's kavua lozman, the reason the Gemara calls it bitzibur is because almost all of the karbanos that are kavua lozman are karbanos tzibur. So the Gemara, again, I don't know why it didn't just say kavua lozman, but call any karban that has his man kavua, whether it's a yachid, whether it's a tzibur, is karev bituma. And anything that does not have a set time is not Karav B'tumah, even if it is a Karban Tzibur. Taisus says in Sanhedrin that when it says Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, it means any Karban that's Kavua Lozman. The Gvuras Ari explains in the other Achronim, since most Karbanos Tzibur are Kavua Lozman, and Karbanos Yachid usually are not Kavua Lemzman, so that's why the Gemara calls Karbanos Shekavua Lemzman Karbanos Tzibur. But Karbanos Yachid, that are Kavua Lozman, even though you're Mutala Kriven B'Tzibur, the Gemara explains later on that Midirabbanon, you should try to be Makriv them B'Tahara. Karbanos Yachid, that are Kavua Lemzman, even though it's Mutter to be Makriv them B'Tumah, the Gemara later on is going to say that Midirabbanon, you should try to be Makriv them B'Tahara. So Dindirabbanon, because Midaraisa, Tosus there explains that Midoraisa, it's Tumah Hutra Bitzibur. So you don't have to try to be makar of them, Bitahara. And the last thing that I want to share with you before we do a little bit more Viter, on Yom Kippur, we do have some Karbanos Yachid. The Kohen Gadol's makar of Yom Kippur, par lechatas, va'ayel la'ola, V'kriv aronis parachatas asher lo. Parachatas. V'ayelo ola. That's a carbon yachid. So, even though it's a carbon yachid, however, it has a halacha like carbon sibah, like we just said, timakavit betuma. So Rashi here says a different thing. That Rashi here says, take a look at Rashi Hutra. Look at Rashi Hutra Hubit Sibur. Look at the Rashi, middle of the page. Kedachsiv, Ishnid Chevein Sibur Nenchen, like I said before. Uvi Yom HaKippurim Kulei Carbon Sibur. Yom Kippur is all carbon Sibur. Va'af Carbon Shelo. What about the private carbon of the Kohen Gadol? Here you don't have to come on to that, it's Kavua Lozman. Va'af Carbon Shelo. Doches Atoma. Shari Zmano Kavua. Number one, it's Zmano Kavua. And furthermore, there's a misprint, not for carbono, v'karbon tzibur taloi bo. You couldn't bring the tzibur's carbon until the Kohen Gadol was makir of his own carbon. So it has the status of a carbon tzibur because it's matir the carbon tzibur. Bota esar lechatas. Achron explained, you can't be makir of the sar that's mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael until the Kohen brought his carbon. Why? Because by the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it says in Parshas Achremos, in this coming week's Parsha, V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso uva'ad kol Klal Yisrael. V'chiper ba'ado, first himself, uva'ad beiso, and then for his household, and then Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara later on darshins, he's got to first bring his own carbon before bringing Klal Yisrael's. Fine. A little more. Says the Gemara. We're now going to begin the whole sugya of is tumah hutra b'tzibur or is tumah dechuy b'tzibur. What does this mean? This means we know you're allowed to bring karbanos b'tzibur b'tmei meis. But do you have to try your hardest to avoid that situation? Or no? Once it's mutter. And if you're in the situation, you don't have to work hard to get out of it. It's hutra, it's totally mutter. Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Tumas Hameis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Hi B'tzibur, Rav Nachman says Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes Amar Duchuya Hi B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes says no, it's only pushed away, you gotta try to get out of it, if you can. Says the Gemara, Hecha De'ika T'mein U'tahorin Bahi Beis Av, when you have Kohanim that are Tahar, and Kohanim that are Tame, in the same Beis Av, serving on the same day, even if the Tame Kohen is supposed to be doing the Avodah, because he got it in the lottery. Kule Amalo Pligi de Tahor Navde. Sorry, Charlie. If there are other Kohanim that are Tahor in your Beis Av, even if you, the Tame Kohen, got the lottery, you lose. Everyone agrees in such a case, even if the old Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, give it to the Kohen who's Tar. Tmein lo avde. Ki pligi, where do they argue? La'ahadui v'la'asui torin beis av achrina. Do we go try to find peep Kohanim? Let's say the whole Beis Av, all the Kohanim are supposed to do the avodah, they're all Tar. Do we go find the guy who's supposed to work yesterday and bring that Kohen into the avodah? Rav Nachman Amar, heter hu B'tzibur v'lo madrinan. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, you don't got to get a coin for tomorrow. Rav Shesh says, Amar Duchuyi B'tzibur, Madrinon. It's Duchuyi B'tzibur, so we find another Kohen. Ikad Amre, some say it a little differently. I feel Hecha Dikatorna to me about who Beis Av. Even if you have Tar and Tummy people in that or working on that day, no, if I won the lottery, I'm allowed to do it. Not only that, the Chazon Ish writes, I'm allowed to be part of the lottery, even if I'm Tummy. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Rav Nachman still argues and says, Tumah Hutra, the Tummy Kohanim are allowed to be part of the Karbanos Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, even if they became Tummy before the lottery. Even the Kohanim Tumein were included in the lottery, so does the Chazon Ish. And if they're Zocha, they do the Avodah. Dechol Tumas Meis Bitzibur Rachmana Sharia. Because all Tumas Meis Bitzibur, the Torah permits. Fine. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful night. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Shavua Tov.